My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about the economics of buying another business versus building one.
Yeah, sure. So when you think about buying a business, whether it is another add-on, so something that you don't do to expand your business, or something that does the same thing, like Eric bought more ad agencies so you can combine it and create a bigger ad agency, there's no right or wrong approach. It's expensive, but it could cause more growth and you can end up making 1 + 1 = 2. And it doesn't always have to be expensive. There's actually unique ways to structure deals. So I'll take that back, because I think Eric used a lot of the stuff from Roland Frazier's course, right? When it comes to buying businesses to get the costs down.
Yeah, no.
Or you can just end up, funny enough, building it. I don't buy as many as Eric. I focus more on the building side versus the buying. But there's no right or wrong way. We just want to discuss both.
Yep. I think it's perspective. It's good to understand both sides. Neil understands both sides really well. And then I've done my share of studying. And so Single Grain, actually, the first agency was an acquisition, but it was a turnaround. So it's important to keep that in mind. If you're going to buy a business, do not ever buy a turnaround. Let me just put it that way, because you're going to actually end up putting more work, and it's actually harder. If a business is down 50%, you have to grow it by 100% to get it to like break even, right? So keep that in mind. You got to think about like it as a stock investment, right? And so if you're buying a business, you do not want to be buying a job, and a turnaround is a job, right? So what I would say is Neil mentioned 1 + 1 = 2. I would prefer a scenario where 1 + 1 = 3 or 5, yeah. Right? And so what that means is you have to be thinking about, hey, if I add this business in agency world, it's known as a roll-up, or any, you're buying any type of business, right? So what you can do, let's say your business is doing $1 million a year in profit. If you roll up a couple of agencies and maybe all of a sudden now you're doing $5 or $6 million a year in profit, your multiple goes higher. So instead of selling your business for 1 × 4 = $4 million, that's the multiple. Maybe it's 5 × 10, $50 million, right? So you're kind of arbitraging in a sense. Plus you're also buying the talent, plus you're buying other capabilities, plus you're also buying other logos, right? So there's no right or wrong answer here. But what I would say is, from the people that I know that are actively buying businesses, they prefer to do that more because it's less work. And to me, at least, it's more fun. So what we're trying to do next year is, by the way, I'll just an open announcement to everyone. If you have an agency or a MarTech SaaS business doing $1 to $10 million a year, I am interested. So hit me up. And if you want to get started doing this stuff, I really recommend Roland Frazier's course, our mutual friend. It's called EPIC. So EPIC. So just type in Roland Frazier business course or something. There's that one. There is a book called Buy Then Build. That's a great one too. And a third one would be from Harvard Business Review called Buying a Small Business. But nothing is going to replace the actual experience of going through it. But again, there's no right way, right or wrong way. You can build or you can buy.
And typically, to make the economics work really well, you got to use debt, whether it is bank loans, cap chase, SBA loans. It's going to vary from country to country. But buying really works out when you use debt. When you don't use debt and you're paying for it out of your pocket, the economics aren't as great in most cases.
Yep. So there's a lot of different creative ways to do it. And so anyway, just the one question I would say to always keep in mind is just ask yourself, if you're talking to someone, do I feel like I'm buying a job? If the answer is yes, then you run in the other direction. Okay. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/training. If you want more secrets like this around starting or growing your dream business, marketingschool.io/training, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone was like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.